think it opens the door now for other governing bodies to say, right, well, if they're on legal firm ground, then so are we. Rowing's, you know, got some questions because there are some Russian crews that are going to Rio. There are 11 of these hidden positives that have come out in that report. So if I was in charge of rowing now, I'd want to have known within 2 nanoseconds of that report coming out and seeing that graph. What are those names? Who are those Russian names that have been cheating that the Russians have managed to cover up? And if those are in boats for Rio, and, you know, I think there are 4 or 5 Russian boats that are going to Rio, if those are the same names, then I would be voting, right, take them out. But that drives a coach and horses through some of those competitions. It completely slants. So then you take that Russian boat out and they qualified. So what happens to the boat that missed out on qualification for the Olympics 8 weeks ago? Oh, well, we'll get them to go to the Olympics. Well, they've all gone on holiday. Some of them are retired. Some of them have said, that was my last chance at going to Rio and I failed and now I'm off. And so you're going, oh, by the way, you can come. You know, 10 days to go, get on a plane, come to Rio. Ugh, it's just, it's hideous.
Does the IOC ultimately have the bottle to say to Russia, or any other country for that matter, right, well, you've transgressed to such an extent, we don't want you here?
I think they do in parts. As an entity, that will be the big question in the next 48 hours. Don't forget that all the people within positions of authority within the IOC all grew up from a position of the 70s and 80s where sanctions, boycotts, countries not going to the games nearly broke the whole movement. It was on the verge in 80, 84 when countries en masse were staying away, that nearly broke the whole thing. And so now for them to say we're going to ban them is against almost everything they stand for. But, you know, the Russians were defrauding the whole thing. Not just state cheating, state doping. It's circumventing the very controls that are there to catch them. And at that point, you're like, well, then the next question is, if you don't ban Russia on behalf of the IOC, what crime would it really take to be banned as a nation? Because it's about as bad as anything that has been attempted in the Olympic movement. It's that serious. And we haven't got time. We've got 2 weeks. It's just awful.